Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. So today, I'm going to talk about mindset and how it really relates even to energy that you feel anchors to the past, anchor emotions that are just anchoring you down into this life, into a situation or a feeling that you can't seem to get past. Is anybody out there raising their hand like, hey, that's me. I need to move through this feeling, because it's the feelings that we're tied to that are holding us where we are staying. And how do we move through those emotions? How do we move through and past these anchors, these stupid anchors that are just holding us down? So a while back, I wrote myself a reminder, and it came across my phone today, and I was thinking, I've got to share this. These are the things that I have to share. I am very good at giving out all of the information, all of the science, all of the tools that are needed, but oftentimes I'm kind of keeping for myself the little mindset shifts that I have needed. And I'm like, you know what? I know other people need this too, because I've got some really close friends who, you know, I get real close with, and we talk about our deep stuff and our dark stuff that we don't usually share with other people because we're kind of embarrassed by that stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I have a platform. I can't be embarrassed to share the places where I'm kind of low, feeling low or stuck, and how I move through those things. And, you know, I was thinking, this came across my phone today, so I thought, here's one that is a perfect example and something that I need to share. Okay, here we go. You ready? This is my reminder. It says, surf the urge before you break out into craziness. 1% of the time, 0.01, I mean, of the time, things require a response. So 99.9% of the time, things do not require a response right away. Most things that you think that are emergencies are not emergencies at all. It's not working for a reason. Whatever it is, wherever the stumbling block is, it's not working for a reason. So remember what you feel, and you remember that what you feel, you express and you make real. So most of the things do not require a response right away, you know, and oftentimes it's, you know, our triggers that trigger us, and then we respond in a way that does not serve our greater vision. And we've got this idea of how we want our life to go. We've got this mental vision. We have, you know, these dreams to be debt-free, financially free, free to roam the world and travel with our loved ones. And we've got, you know, these dreams to have great relationships and great communication and being understood and being understanding. Well, the thing is, if in your head you are never telling yourself that story, that it is going well, and you're always telling the opposite story, you are going to stay attached to the anchors that are rooting down that story, that are rooting down not just that story, it's the actual truth, it's the reality, it's the experience. So in order to uproot that anchor, you do have to retract it. You have to say, okay, I recognize where I am right now. I recognize that I don't like this, and I want this instead. You guys, 99% of the time, us silly humans are focusing on what we don't want, and that's what's getting our attention. And so when you're focusing on what you don't want, it's like driving a car looking in the opposite direction. You want to be going one way, but you're looking in the opposite direction. You're never going to get there successfully. You're gonna crash. So the thing is, it is so, so important for you to recognize the stories. And this is where meditation really comes into play, because if you don't have awareness around your stories and you've never really tapped into the self-awareness aspect of your brain, this is going to take you some time. I want to be real with you, because this was one of the hardest things that I ever really had to go through. You know, it's easy to live your life and to do things and to build habits, because that habitual system is what will end up running the show for you. But when you realize that there's something in your life that's not working, the only person that you can blame is you. And you gotta look in the mirror, because if it's not where you want it to be, then you're operating some sort of system, habitual system, that is continuing the loop of that same existence. And so if we want to uproot those anchors, we've got to retract, we got to know where we are, but we also got to focus on where we want to go, and we have to tell that story. So some of the things that you cannot state, you can't state things you don't want to be true. You have to refuse to say things, refuse the words. Don't, it may come in your head, but you've got to stop yourself from saying things that you don't want to make true for yourself. So let's say right now it's a tough financial situation for you. Well, okay, that's the reality. And yes, positive thinking is not going to change that, the reality, but it will help you feel better. If you start to feel better, you're going to up-level your energy, and your energy up-leveled is going to attract other people, other things to you, okay? Your mind will be in a different place to maybe even receive something that you see on the cover of a magazine, or something that you hear on the radio, or something that somebody says to you, or, you know, an email title that you get that you normally in a bad mood would have just deleted right away. But in this sense, you're actually going to open it because you're in a different headspace. So this is where it comes into play. You know where you are. Okay, good. Let's get some self-awareness around that. And most of the time, you don't really need much around that, because you've been beating that drum for a very long time. This is where I am. This is the story. This is how it's always going to be. This is how it is. So what do you want? And if you don't know what you want, then it's time to get really crystal clear exactly what you want. And you guys, if you sat down and you wrote out a journaling exercise right now, like, what do I want? What do I want in my relationship? What do I want in my bank account? And that one can be really touchy for people and really bring up a lot of emotions around lack. And you guys, I want to just get really real with you. It is your emotions that are the anchors. Period. That's your energy. You can't beat the law of attraction. You can't. Quantum physics itself, like energy attracts like energy. You can't beat this. You have to do the work. You've got to do the work to change your emotions. And you know what? That's hard work. And it starts with recognition. It starts with telling a new story. And it starts with finding the little edge of light that you can grab onto because it feels good and you can move into it. It is those little shifts that you have to grab and latch onto and move into them. Because as you do, that energy will begin to expand. Let me give you an example. So when I closed my studio, I lost that income flow. You know, that's a brick and mortar store and it's instant cash, you know, a cash flow business. And the online business that I have is different. However, I also had been day trading. I started that really back in like 2008 or nine. And, you know, over the last decade, learning through mistakes, a lot of mistakes on that. And, you know, actually like in the last year, well, last 5 years, I got real strict and I started putting money into it, into my account. But then in the last year, I was like, why am I not focusing on this? This is such an amazing opportunity. And that's how I got my money originally for my yoga studio in one massive trade where the stock it gapped up and boom, there was all the money for the yoga studio. And so knowing that, I was like, why am I not doing this? And I have the time. Why am I not doing this? So I started to focus on that. And then when everything started happening with the yoga studio, I had to kind of shelf that and really refocus my time, really refocus my energy on what I'm going to do now and what's going to be next for me. I did not want to keep doing a yoga studio. I want to continue teaching that just in a different way. But I didn't want to run the studio itself anymore. I just needed balance in my life, and that was something that was totally out of balance for me. So teaching yoga in a different way, teaching it through YouTube videos, teaching it through my Figure Fit Tribe, and doing more high-end stuff where it's corporate coaching, you know, talking to people about their habits and their attachments and their how that's everything. And you know, doing corporate coaching, doing meditation, doing yoga classes with corporations, and just changing it up. You know, just because one thing ends does not mean it's over. You have the right to choose your life every day. You get to make the purpose for your life. Nobody gets to do that for you. It's you. This is my craft. My craft. It's mine. And however I want to take it forward any day is up to me. You know, I did the yoga studio for 9 years. It got to a place where I, 2 years in, you guys, where I was like, why did I do this? Because it was 7 days a week, all the time. That's not balance. That was leading people to peace, but I had anything but it. So I knew I had to change. You know, I planned my exit strategy a long time ago, back in 2013-14. So it really just, you know, that was one of the things. But to bring that back around, let's talk about finances. Because at one point in time, when I knew that the financial situation from Solace Yoga Studio was going to take a hit on me, I was like, okay, well, what do I want? I had to really, for a long, long time, you guys, I was focused on the lack at Solace and what wasn't happening like it once was in the past, before there was competition, before there was a growth in our community, before the traffic changed and people started going north to different, you know, the traffic changed. Literally, there was new development north and west of us that people stopped going that way where we were. And things changed. And that's the nature of, you know, business and communities. You know, you look at any of your neighborhoods in your community. At one point in time, maybe 20 years ago, they were the hot place to be. But then something's always changing. There's always new growth. And so I could have moved. I didn't want to, you know. So for a long time, I didn't know I didn't want to until this came up. But for a long time, I was focusing on where I was and what was happening. And that was the drum that I was beating. And it was like, there's less people, there's less money, there's less this, there's less of that, there's more of me. I'm so stressed out and there's not enough me to go around. The programs I was creating weren't, you know, taking off like they could have and really should have. And so I was focused on lack, but it was when I started to really change the story of what do I want. I know what I don't want. So what do I want? Okay, well, I know I don't want to do this anymore. Okay, Boom, that decision's done then. Okay, would I want to do it in a different space? No, because I'm the one who put the money into the other space. Okay, then that's it right there. Would I want to open Figure Fit? Maybe a Figure Fit gym. So it's not just yoga. Figure Fit, then I could do, you know, Figure Fit and yoga and nutrition coaching. Ooh, that feels good to me. But do I want to have a brick and mortar store again? No, I really don't right now. Do I want to have a fitness business? I'm not sure I do. I love the online aspect because those people find me and those people are committed and they want to do it and I don't have to try and talk them into it. That's different. So you guys, it's really about like getting really real with yourself and asking a bunch of different questions. Okay, what else do I like right now? What's been lacking? What am I missing in my life? Okay, what's been going really well? Ooh, this trading is going really well. On Netflix alone, I made $9,000. I was like, this is kind of interesting. I made almost more money on Netflix last year than I made in my own yoga studio. Not even kidding. So, you know, you find these little things where the energy is alive and you move into those. This is what your soul is here to do. It's here to grow. It's here to expand. It's not here to retract and to die. And you're going to retract and die if you're not allowing yourself the opportunity to grow. You know, I kept asking myself, what else feels good? What else is missing? Fashion. I was in yoga clothes and fitness clothes forever. I missed dressing up. I have a ton of dresses, high heels, jewelry that I wasn't wearing anymore. Going out to dinner, you know, with friends or even on a date. That's something that was like long ago that I didn't do for a really, really long time. You know, wearing nice clothes, traveling. What are some things that I want? And once I moved into that and I started doing the work around what I do want, then I started aligning to that. And you know, you guys, honestly, I am okay with some things just completely falling away. You know, and I learned that the hard way because attachments are what anchor us, you know, our attachments anchor us. Sometimes your attachments, you know, in Buddhism and in yoga, attachments is one of the first things. Like, be aware of your attachments. They can create suffering for you, dependent on how attached you are to certain things. And you guys, this is our experience. This is life. We get attached to so many things, not just love, not just human beings, not just money, not just our homes, not just our cars, not just to our jobs. We get attached to food, for crying out loud. We get attached to coffee, to soda, to our morning rituals. And if our morning ritual is off, we're off and we're crazy. You know, like, it's just nuts. Our attachments are killing us, and our attachments are also what can drive us and fuel us forward sometimes. So it's actually this crazy thing that you've got to really wrap your head around and get some self-awareness and get some self-mastery and some habit control and ability to break bad habits. This is one of the things that I just challenge myself with all of the time, because attachments can destroy you. They can destroy you. They can make you miserable. They can also help you when you're attached to something that is beneficial, like working out or eating healthy. Those are good attachments. Attachments to loved ones. Obviously, this is a no-brainer, you know, but there's so much that goes into that. So that's like almost like a whole nother topic in and of itself, because there's communication with that one, and there's ways to communicate. How do you connect? How do you show up in a relationship? And if you're not doing all of those things, then your attachments to another human being are going to suffer. So today, my goal for coming on the show is just to really wake you up to some of the stories that you have running, and just to put on the brakes for today. You know, skid. My son always goes, skirt. Okay, skid, break, stop. Stop the stories. What do you want? Get really clear. Get super clear. And, you know, when I started doing this and I realized that I love day trading, I love it. I was like, okay, this is something that I now get to do. I'm going to make space for this in my life. And I'm going to do this on the regular. And I'm going to, you know, I learned a lot of lessons early, and those really kind of, I got, you know, we're always learning lessons of certain things, especially something like this that you can't control, and you certainly can't control the stock market and our government. But I've learned so many things about, you know, chart patterns, you know, technical analysis, fundamental analysis of companies, and learning and reading. And I'm a natural researcher anyways. It's one of the things that I can just kind of get lost in, and I'm very analytical. So those work extremely well for somebody who likes to research and do day trading. So, you know, this is one of the things that I really was like, I love it. It gives me so much joy. And when people were asking me like, how you're doing lately, you know, over the last 6 months, or yeah, really like the last 6 months, they're like, how are you? How's everything going? You know, what are you doing now? And I'm like, honestly, I'm finding a lot of joy in day trading. And they're like, really? I never thought that. And I was like, yeah, really? You know, it's kind of just bringing out a part of me that is so natural, the research part and the analysis part, the obsession. I'm a type A, you guys. And like I said, that OCD is never going to go away. So channeling it and putting it into something that is really good for me is a smart thing to do here, right? And so really channeling that ability to be obsessive and to really focus my mind on something is, it behooves me. It's good for me. And, you know, the other thing that is really on my heart right now is to just really serve and help as much as I possibly can through. And right now, for those of you who've been listeners of this show for a long time, I kind of put this a little bit on the back burner, not that it's over and it's not going to be. And I'm really going to be doing much more with Figure Fit now that I've got this new routine happening. But I've been building this 365-day journey to enlightenment. And so right now, my passions, I'm following my heart. I'm following my soul. I'm following it into these places that are lighting me up. And day trading is one of them. Teaching this 365-day journey to enlightenment is another one. It's one of the things that, it is the thing that woke me up to my stories of light versus darkness. And that was the first, one of the first dominoes for me in meditation, self-awareness, thought awareness, and the stories that I had running in my head. And my gosh, you guys, I knew that my life, like back in 2013, wasn't the greatest, and my relationships weren't always the greatest. But I never really realized that the stories I was telling myself were hurting me, they were hurting my relationships. They were hurting what I really wanted. I was actually sabotaging myself with my stories. And this journey to enlightenment is what woke me up, and it changed my life. And so I know it will change yours as well. If this, you know, my message today resonates with you, you know, the Course in Miracles, this 365-day journey to enlightenment that I'm creating is in tandem with this book called A Course in Miracles. And it's, what is a miracle? A miracle is a shift in perception from fear to love. And you can say from attack to love, or attack thoughts to joyful thoughts. That's what a miracle is. And each moment of the day, you know, so let me back up. You're divine. You're God in the manifested form of you. So if you have a negative thought, you're detached from God, period, end of story. If you have a joy-filled thought, a thought that connects you and loves your brothers and sisters in front of you, you're connected to the thoughts of God. You're in God mind. But if you're not, if you're in attack, if you're in self-hate, or if you're in judgment, or lack thoughts, you're not in the God mind. You're not in the right mind frame. So these are my loves right now. These are my focus points, and where I'm committed to, you know, sharing my journey, my experience. I want to share what has helped me to up level and have more peace in my life, to have more joy in my life, to have more abundance in my life, to have wealth in my life. And this is where I am going. Figure Fit is there. It's going to be here. It is the workouts. It is, you guys, I'm doing those all the time. That is That's the lifestyle, okay? So we stack. We take these building blocks and we stack them. So for me, this whole journey really started when I was overweight and chubby in my closet and mad at myself. And that the first choice, the first decision I made was, God dang it, Liz, freaking work out. Stop the stories. Stop putting this on the back burner. Stop overeating and then going and trying to run it off. Just freaking stop. So I did. I committed to that. I worked on that. I built this process so solid, so strong, so powerful. And I made it so amazing because as a single mom, I didn't want to be in the gym for, like hours upon hours. I didn't have that time and I still don't have that time and I still don't want to do that. I don't even want to work out for an hour. I want to go down there. I want to knock it out for 20 minutes. Some days I do, but I don't want to be there for an hour. And I do this in my house. So it's probably why I don't want to be down there for an hour. I don't have anyone to talk to. I'm not there to chit chat. I'm there to work out. So I go, I get it done. I sweat really hard and then I go shower, you know? So this was a process where it started for me with just that building block. And then it moved to yoga because of stress. And then that went into just like, oh man, yoga's awesome. And then I started to wake up to my bad habits because of the yoga. So I started to wake up to why I would even binge on food. I woke up to the why. What happened? What was the trigger? The yoga slowed me down enough to see the why and the trigger and the response. Then I went into meditation, and meditation helped me to see the stories. And then once I was waking up to the stories, I then woke up to my ability, which I'd already been doing anyways, but not in a deliberate way, my ability to create and manifest the things I do want in my life. And that's when Heavenly Mind was born, because Heavenly Mind is your training ground. And that's my other podcast, to teach you how to cultivate in this world what you want and focus your mind and move it in that direction. And this is also, Heavenly Mind is also going to be an online e-course focused around helping you build this heavenly vision for yourself. And so thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if the kingdom of heaven is in you, which is what the Bible says, and which is what all, you know, Eastern wisdom says, that it's up to you to bring the kingdom of heaven out into existence. So that's Heavenly Mind. And moving into other things like wealth creation and helping my clients like figure those things out. So you guys, you know, that's kind of a nutshell where I'm at today and where you can work with me. And then also what you can do for you in terms of your journey, your thoughts, your body, your nutrition, your thoughts, creation, and really moving yourself in the trajectory of what you need and what you want. All right, you guys, so much love to you. I'm going to get off, and I just hope and pray that this serves you greatly. Thank you so much for being here with me on your run, in your car drives, whatever. And also thank you so much for sharing this episode with a friend who can use this. I am so grateful for you all. Thank you for connecting and reaching out to me through Instagram stories and also on Facebook. It's so awesome to put a face to the listeners so that I can, because I feel like I'm talking to you. I feel like I know you when you, you know, reach out to me and let me know, hey, or you send me a picture of where you're listening to it. It's awesome. I love seeing you guys. So thank you so much. All right, ciao.
Have you ever wanted a personal trainer so that you knew exactly what to do and when in order to reach your body goals? On top of that, have you ever wanted a nutritionist that can tell you how to eat that is going to help you lose that unwanted body fat and or build the muscles that you want to have a nice, lean, and toned body? Well, all of that can be yours at figurefitlife.com. With the online comprehensive program from Figure Fit, you're going to get a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a weight loss coach and a life coach showing you exactly what to do and when to reach your goals. You're going to get monthly workouts, weightlifting workouts, and a cardio calendar showing you exactly what workouts to do and when. You'll receive a nutrition manual, meal planning guides, and a ton of recipes in our recipe library. And with every good workout program comes balance. So on top of the workouts, you're going to receive yoga videos for stretching, for learning certain poses, how to help a bad back, how to stretch those tight hips, and really just to open up the body. And one of the most important components of the program is the mindset component. With Figure Fit, we focus on establishing a healthy mind, and that has to do with where we're putting our attention, what we're focusing on. So we have an entire meditation library that's going to help you de-stress, set the proper goals for your life, and learn how to achieve them. All of this is here at your fingertips every single day at figurefitlife.com. Join us now. Head to figurefitlife.com and click on the Figure Fit tab to get started. I cannot wait to meet you and support you with all of your goals, all of your dreams to help you get fit, to feel great, and to love your body. Get started today at figurefitlife.com. Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today on the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I am incredibly grateful that you stopped by. If you could take just 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it and who can use it, I would be so incredibly grateful and honored. And I know that your friends will thank you too. Also, if you feel so moved, we would be incredibly grateful if you could go into iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Leave us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you need more of. It would really help us out on our journey to help thousands and thousands of people reconnect back to their soul, live a life of health and happiness, and to love the body that they are in. Until then, don't forget that you are so worth your own self-love, self-care, and investment in your body, your goals, and your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. Have a great day.